everywhere in the world. We can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. In the Book of Isaiah, in the Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, also known as the Old Testament of the Holy Bible, a prophecy describes a future era when animals such as the wolf and leopard would hunt no longer. The lion, for example, would eat straw like the bullock. Should all humans cease to take the lives of animals for food as well? Would this affect other species' behavior? In a video conference with our association members in Seoul, South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously answered this question.
It was like that in the long distant past. Now, if all human beings become vegetarian, then the whole atmosphere of the earth will change. The magnetic field will change. The destiny of all inhabitants will change for the better. And the animals will also stop eating meat, and truly the lambs will lay at the side of the lions, as it is mentioned in the Bible, if all people turn to vegetarianism. I remember in Yogananda's book, The Autobiography of a Yogi, he recounted the lion that don't eat meat at all. She even refused meat when somebody offered it to her because she stayed with her master who was a yogi and who is a vegetarian. So, if more people are vegetarian, the atmosphere will change into a higher level of compassion and love. Then the animal will also be affected and they will change their nature. That day might come soon.
Our program today features Jazzy, a caring Rottweiler in Canada, who adopted three orphan kittens and received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In recent years, more and more accounts of extraordinary relationships between animals of different species have appeared in newspapers, magazines, TV, as well as on the internet. Inspired by Jazzy, we first highlight a few brief stories that epitomize true love between different but equally noble animals. The loving ties between the gentle beings are true examples of friendship, harmony, and goodwill. Baby elephant Themba was deeply saddened when he lost his mother. The veterinarians of the Sambona Wildlife Reserve, Themba's home in southwestern South Africa, became very worried as there was no one to feed or take care of him. So they moved him to the Shamwari Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in South Africa's Eastern Cape region. There, Themba met someone who would soon become his fast friend for life, Albert the Sheep. The two now constantly explore their home at the center for hours on end. Dr. Johan Hubert, The center's wildlife director says, Albert copies everything Themba does. In fact, they have almost the exact same diet. Albert is the first sheep I've ever seen eat a thorny acacia bush. What a terrific pair. At Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay, Florida, USA, 3-year-old Bia the giraffe and 10-year-old Wilma the ostrich are turning heads as their long necks intertwine in loving caresses. The pair found each other on the sanctuary's 26-hectare Serengeti Plain, which is filled with African wildlife, including zebras, rhinos, elephants, and birds. Bia loves licking and kissing Wilma, who apparently enjoys every second of the attention. According to park rangers, the pair very much enjoys spending time with each other, leaving us to assume that it can only be love that has brought them together so. Jason Green, the park's assistant curator, said, "Giraffes and ostriches are both naturally curious animals too, and they don't shy away from checking each other out." Our next story is about a deer and cat in Oregon, USA, who have become good friends and neighbors. They appear to be beautifully at peace and content together, totally trusting and caring for one another. Another special relationship is one between a very cute kitten and a vibrant multicolored parakeet. It is truly heartwarming to see a cat and bird so happy together. Truly, all beings are the expression of love. In Caney, Kansas, USA, the owners of a nature reserve, Tom and Ali Harvey, have had the wonderful opportunity to witness firsthand a beautiful interspecies relationship blossom between three Bengal tiger cubs and their canine companion, Isabella, the golden retriever. The Harveys adopted Nosira, Unjika, and Sidoni shortly after their birth, as they could not remain with their mother. Almost immediately, Isabella took on the role of surrogate mother and nursed and licked them as though they were her own children. Speaking of Isabella's maternal instincts, Mr. Harvey says she's actually just been a miracle. While growing up, the cubs enjoyed chewing on toys and exchanging playful bites while pouncing and wrestling with each other, as well as with Isabella. Despite their love to continuously explore the world around them, they also enjoyed cuddling and could fall asleep anywhere, including on top of Isabella. These lovely stories are just a glimpse of the magnificent, loving nature of heaven's wondrous creations. After these messages, we'll soon return and learn about the selfless, soft-hearted Jazzy, the canine recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to the Shining World Compassion Award series on Supreme Master Television. We now celebrate the motherly love of Jazzy, a young Rottweiler, for three kittens. On the evening of the 3rd of July 2009, Ashley Hood of Hants County, Nova Scotia, Canada, made a discovery in a barn near her home.
I found three abandoned kittens in an old barn. I took the kittens and brought them home, and I had been syringe feeding them with just a recipe that the veterinarian gave me to kind of duplicate the mother's milk.
Jazzy, a 10-month-old Rottweiler and canine companion of the Hoods, decided she would be the one to raise the kitties.
Jazzy took them and was really protective over them. And my husband came down the stairs one day, and she was standing guard over these kittens, and all of a sudden they were hers. So she laid there and let them nuzzle into her and nuzzle into her belly, and all of a sudden they started to try to nurse off of her. So we just let it happen. I thought it was kind of cute, and Jazzy liked it. She let them nurse off her and lick them and wash them and everything.
Ashley Hood was amazed by Jazzy's act of kindness, but she never thought Jazzy could really nurse the kittens until a few days later, when they stopped taking feedings from her. It turned out Jazzy was producing milk and nourishing the young felines. In utter surprise and awe, Ashley called the vet and told them about the miraculous event.
She wasn't pregnant, and she was only 10 months old, so she had never had a litter of puppies or anything like that. So I didn't know whether there was something wrong. So I called them, and they just kind of laughed about it and said, "No, it's fine. It's unusual, but it's fine. And if she wants to be their mom, then go ahead and let her." She was so protective over them all the time. If one would walk away from her, she would go over to it and lick it and, you know, clean it off and everything. So she really was their mom. It grew in the few days, or about a week, that she was feeding them. They grew and they got more active.
Shortly after completing her life's noble mission of nurturing the three vulnerable kittens, Jazzy passed away due to an illness. Touched by Jazzy's unconditional motherly love and altruistic spirit, she was awarded the Shining World Compassion Award posthumously by Supreme Master Qinghai, along with $1,000 Canadian. On behalf of Supreme Master Qinghai, our Canadian Association members presented the splendid crystal award plaque to Ashley Hood, which reads,
"In honor and loving memory of beloved Jazzy, in recognition of pure-hearted, boundless love, gentle kindness, and nurturing maternal instincts, compassionately nursing another species as your own, with compliments and gratitude for your perfect example of the divine power and intelligence of animals."
The following is an excerpt from a heartfelt letter Supreme Master Qinghai sent to Miss Hood, which accompanied the award.
"Dear Miss Hood, it was with much sadness that I heard about the passing away of your beloved family companion, Jazzy the Rottweiler. In her honor, we would like to present to her the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of her outstanding love, self-sacrifice, and humility as she demonstrated to our world how gentle, pure love conquers all obstacles when she unconditionally and selflessly rendered her maternal nurturing ability to attend to the needs of another species. Her short stay had served its purpose, inspiring humankind with her heavenly boundless love, so pure and filled with such greatness that it has left us all with a perfect example of the divine power and intelligence of animals. We are deeply moved and touched by her benevolence. On behalf of our entire association and all our members, please convey our heartfelt condolences and deepest sympathy to all your family. May God bless and provide you with the strength to overcome your loss of Big Mama Jazzy, the soft Rottweiler who has made a difference by changing the world's perception of the human-like love animals possess. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Qinghai."
Finally, Miss Hood was given a number of Supreme Master Qinghai's DVDs and books, including the international number one best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for all of your wonderful gifts. Jazzy's memory is really honored, and it was really nice of you. Thank you very much.
We once again salute Jazzy the Rottweiler for her exemplary motherhood and devotion to others during her lifetime. She was a true model of selflessness and caring, and will always be remembered. Graceful viewers, thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Shining World Compassion Awards series. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May divine beauty always surround all beings on our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.